You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast.com. Riotcast. Shush. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500. Also, can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter. And download iTunes. No, wait.
Yeah, download it. Sure, why not?
Download iTunes, but actually subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a good review.
Yeah, download it first, then subscribe.
You don't need a step-by-step. I suck.
Dumbass.
I can barely hear.
90% of the time, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Stupid. I was very excited today.
Why?
Wow. I don't know. I didn't want to, because you guys said that, like, last week.
You were regressing?
Yes. I'm like, I'd be extra peppy and, like,
hey, yeah, everybody.
And then Chris is, like, hey, twitching, like, what the fuck is going on? We have a special guest in studio tonight.
We do?
Who's that?
Ariel.
Who?
Elf on the Shelf. If you guys are watching,
looks like
right
a,
here.
Looks like a dude.
So gay.
Fuck earrings.
You! You're such a little turd.
She has earrings and eyelashes, therefore she is a girl. That is what distinguishes her.
Pretty flat-chested.
She is a child.
Definitely doesn't take after you.
Are you a Lost Prophets fan?
No, I'm not.
No, fuck are you two talking
nasty. That dude's nasty.
He just got, he got sentenced today, finally.
Who?
The lead singer of the Lost Prophets.
Who the fuck is the Lost Prophets?
They sang a song, like...
Set by the right hand of Jesus.
They had a popular song a while ago, like early 2000s.
Yeah, it was one song. You'll know if you hear it.
Yeah, if you heard it, you definitely
know. Jesus?
No. They're called the Lost Prophets, but the lead singer got himself into trouble. Apparently, for years, he was molesting kids.
Babies.
He got caught trying to fuck a 11-month-old baby.
Yeah. And he just got sentenced today.
How did he put himself in a position to even get with an 11-month-year-old?
Oh, my God.
One of his fans.
Groupies.
Yeah.
What the groupies' children.
Yep.
And it was a boy, too, wasn't it?
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
But listen, I have a question, though, about it. Because is it fucked up that I want to know the details of this case? Because...
What kind of details?
I want to know what he did, exactly.
What was the 11th one you're all wearing?
No, not like that. But no, animals were involved.
What? Animals were involved. Yeah. I didn't read that.
And the only thing that they're releasing is that the judge said that...
There was a bear there.
And an elephant.
A cow.
Wow.
But, oh my God.
What did he do? What did he do? Turn that. What's that thing called where you spin it? You pull it,
yeah.
Moo.
Yeah. Oh, Fisher Price.
Did he use that as like the soundtrack to the sex?
Oh my God, I don't know. But I do want to know what he did because they're not really saying because they say it's so fucked up that the jurors have to get counseling now.
What?
Yeah, dude. And so like, am I fucked up in my head?
The
I'm interested.
I think that's a given.
But am I really fucked up in my head? Because I'm like, why do I want to know? Because what if it's so disturbing that it like...
What if the kid was asking for it?
Oh my God.
Wearing their shit onesies.
You fucking child.
Jesus.
Are you a pedophile?
That's funny.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is
kidding.
Fucked up. Oh, you want to know details.
Okay, so I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Danger zone.
I'm just intrigued.
I don't know if you're fucked up. I just think it's, why would you want to delve into something like that?
I don't know, because do you think it's really that bad, or do you think that they're over?
Just what you said alone is enough for me to be like, you know what? This guy is a piece of shit, should be put to death.
He didn't get convicted of like actually raping anybody, but it was all attempts.
Yeah.
And they said that they gave him 35 years because he is a threat to society.
He's a threat. Yes.
That's what they said.
Yeah, he's a threat to daycare centers everywhere.
Hanging out the pediatrics.
They raped me in a very unprofessional way.
And the mothers got pretty good, like hardcore jail time too. Not as big as his, but like.
Why, she allowed him to do it? Is that what's
going on? Two women did.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
You have a center for rape?
Yeah. And those two women got, like, one got 14 years, the other got 17.
What a cunt!
Moms of the year.
No shit.
Mom!
Oh, speaking of Family Guy, Brian isn't dead.
They brought him back.
Yeah. I didn't know they killed off
the dog.
Brian.
They
killed Chris.
They killed off Brian a couple weeks ago and then brought him back the following week.
Yeah. No, they kept him off for like two shows, didn't they?
I don't think there were two. No. Maybe it was. Yeah. I got to be honest. I like the new dog.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of people say that.
There's a new dog?
There's a new dog, yeah.
Is it still on even though Brian's back?
It's going to be gone.
It was Paulie Walnuts was the voice.
No shit. That's funny.
And he said something about Go Eagles last week.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
God, you really have been off the map.
Yeah.
Off the grid. You're off the grid?
I've been off the grid.
Or that.
You're a wormy cut sucker, you know that?
Does he say that shit?
Yeah, but it was like a moral. Like, you could lose your loved one at any time, so appreciate them. It's like the moral of the
story. Are we
talking
about the dog again? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still stuck on the 11-month-old rape.
I know. And the animal, whatever animal it was.
Was it a dog?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just said animal.
Yeah, they weren't very specific.
They're not specific. That's Coco. That's why he's so skittish.
Whoa. Apparently this was a country episode.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the news has been all fucked up. Celebrities have been fucked up. Or semi-celebrities, I guess. The Duck Dynasty guy. You know about him? You heard about him?
I actually heard about that on the radio.
Yeah.
Heard about it today.
I don't really think he did anything wrong, but...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Fuck you.
What did he say about homos?
I don't know. Just that he doesn't understand why a man wouldn't want a vagina over a man's asshole.
I agree with that.
Which, but... But that's, like... You're not
big
a gay
ass,
man.
Big ass cornhole and cocksuckers. He should fucking die.
Uh, Yeah, so yeah, being a gay man. That's
I'm confused.
Why. And plus, not only that, why men want to have sex with girls in their asses all the time.
Yeah.
So. I don't like anal.
So I think
it's a bouton in this one. Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure. She's a whore.
Oh, Jesus.
A fucking whore.
That's it.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
That's directed to all the women that want to have anal sex.
I was like, I don't.
Well, guys, so wait, what's your point? You're saying that guys who bang girls in their asses are...
No, I was saying his the way he was making his point was invalid. Like, he was trying to make his point that
he bangs animals in the ass. What does he care if a guy wants to bang another guy in the ass?
This is a different guy.
What are we talking about?
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, isn't he like a hick?
Yeah, he's a dirty fucking redneck hick.
That's right.
Who even cares what he thinks?
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand, that why people are like, but apparently that show's huge.
It's a huge show.
Of course it's huge. Well, you know why this country's fucking stupid?
I never watched it. I don't know. I just didn't understand why everybody cared about what he was saying. I was like, he's not saying anything different that a million other people haven't said.
Yeah, but he's a semi-celebrity.
So what?
I know so well, but that's not the way it works.
Yeah, but now he's
people
not.
Care.
But now he's not. Like, he's suspended from filming. It's bizarre to me.
Well, because they have to do something like that.
Why?
Because then all the gays will stop watching, you know, whatever.
Like, the gays are watching Duck Dynasty to begin with.
Well, there's other gay shows on there. Shows that gays may like on there.
On where?
On AMC? Is it AMC?
A&E.
Whatever. Oh, A&E? That's
fine. Yeah, so there's no shows there's that no anybody shows. Watches
A&E.
On
A&E. Ass and ear holes. that's... I highly doubt there is any gay man watching Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
I highly doubt any gay man nor straight normal man watches Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I don't know who watches it. I don't even... I just finally...
No, you see, like, their memorabilia everywhere.
Everywhere, that's
everywhere.
Yeah, they were, like, the number one selling Halloween costume this year.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, who the fuck... please explain to me, real quick, what is this about? Does it have to do with ducks?
Yes.
No, they made...
They make duck whistles.
They make duck callers.
And it's about how they became rich and famous, I guess.
Fuck you want a boot in the air?
Yeah, they make duck callers, and it just got so big that they went from, you know, some fucking hick family to...
They're like a million... They're millionaires.
Yeah.
From these duck... call things.
You know what? A&E's got a lot of balls for suspending this guy. If you put an asshole on TV, what do you expect?
You're a fucking fag!
And then at the end of the day, all he said was that homosexuality was a sin. So he's just repeating the Bible.
And he's an older guy. That's his...
He's old as fuck. He has no teeth.
That's what he came... Like, and that's where he came
I
from.
I bet you this is the youngest person that family has no teeth.
What would Jesus do?
Oh my God! This fucking guy. This is a dude from Harold and Kumar. Oh my God! This fucking character is one of the best ever.
Freak Show.
Oh my God! He's so fucking funny. I heard that. You know what's funny? I do in my mind picture every Southerner to look like. I was watching this documentary the other day. I'm sure you guys have heard of this. Remember the West Memphis 3?
Yeah.
Yep. They did a documentary called Paradise Lost on HBO. Well, the guy that created all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies, that dude, he actually did another one of his own after the Paradise Lost was over. And the people in this Arkansas town, they all are like Freak Show. Even the women, they look and sound like Freak Show. Like, one of the mothers of the dead kids sounds like Freak Show. A raspy voice. And
she ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y.
She's disgusting. But it's just, to me, it's like anyone in the South, like that part of the South, just looks like Freak Show.
Oh, my God. What's that part of the South?
Like, I would say, like, Arkansas, Mississippi, the dirty places.
Dirty South.
Arkansas, dirty South. That's Bill.
Yeah. I'm dirty.
Oh my God.
You got a dirty mind.
And I think he liked Mississippi too.
He likes what?
Mississippi.
How do you know he likes Mississippi?
I read his books.
And why would he like Mississippi?
I don't know. He likes all songs.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. I'm curious. You guys play the lottery at all this week?
I did, yeah.
Did you win anything?
I haven't checked yet. I didn't hit the jackpot, yeah, so I didn't.
Two people did, apparently. Yeah. Am I the only one who thinks, I'm starting to think anyway, that it's fake?
What do you mean?
Like, do you notice, like, everybody that wins, that no one ever wins, it's like, that's around here, and even if they are, you just never hear about them ever again? It's almost like they go on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I forget, like, a couple, I don't know, maybe like 3-4 months ago, someone hit near us. Maybe like 30, 40 miles away.
It was 13 out at
Egg Harbor City.
Oh, that one, yeah. Yeah.
So, you're like, oh, wow, so that was like the closest one in the longest time. Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't hear anything. Or I'm almost like, I've never met a lottery winner. You know, I've never come across, I don't know anyone that knows a lottery winner.
I met one, you. Look at your girlfriend.
Fuck you.
I met one, but they only... I met one, but he only won like $45,000.
Oh, really? Did he actually get paid?
Yeah.
Is this shit for real?
Yeah.
Because I'm starting to think it's a big fucking scam.
Yeah, he got like $45,000.
I just don't understand how nobody like...
From this area ever wins?
Yeah, or even like the tri-state area.
I think someone from this area won. Like a large sum, but not the big jackpot this time. I was watching the news last night, but I was in like the other room, and they said something about on Blackwood Clementon Road at some 7-Eleven that somebody won.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, what? My mom's like, you hear that shit?
I'm just curious. Lately, I was like, after the other night, I'm like, this is bullshit.
You have to.
I'm not saying because I didn't win. I'll never win. I'm not concerned about it, but like, there's nobody.
There's a Curse of the Lottery documentary that I watched.
There's a what?
Curse of the Lottery. Curse. This is the people that win really big. They have, like, they're like cursed.
They're cursed?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people that win really big are like already in their deathbed.
Yeah.
Because that's all they spend their fucking time.
But like
time
the people always on. Die and stuff.
They don't buy heat. They buy lottery tickets. That's why they die in the fucking wintertime. They're not cursed. They're stupid. Fucking retards.
Yeah, it is weird that nobody from Jersey like wins.
Not just
that
Jersey,
often.
But Philly.
Yeah, but Jersey's so
even
populated.
New York. I don't remember anyone winning from. It's always like Oregon or fucking Virginia or I don't know somewhere out west or whatever. It's like what the fuck.
Those 13 people in Toms River won out of that. Remember the last big?
Oh yeah, they
yeah,
did.
You're right.
But in New Jersey, you have to divulge your name.
Like, you have to.
Yeah. You can't hide it. Like PA, you don't.
Bullshit.
PA,
that's fine. Just change your name afterwards.
PA, you don't have to. You can go under the radar. You don't have to worry about a damn thing.
My name is Tits McGee, and I'm Tits.
Yeah,
that's.
But you know,
it just bothers me. That's all. I was just. I wanted to throw it out.
I don't know any lottery winners.
You want to meet a lottery winner?
No, I just. I want to. I want someone to. Show me a
to
lottery
winner. To solidify
so,
that
yes,
it was
it's
real.
Yes, it's real, right. Because I can't see anybody giving out those large amounts of money to people. I just don't see it. I almost look at it as a scam, and I hate to be that way, but, you know.
What would they do? What would the scam be about that? I'm interested.
Well, think about it. They're selling lottery tickets, but everybody, whoever's selling them gets to keep the money. That's the scam. Well, 7-Eleven, the fucking guy is bringing his whole fucking tribe of family over from... You know, the fucking sandcastle in the Middle East on our dimes. You know, like that's what I want to know.
They get a cut of it. I mean, they get a small.
I know, but still, well, they get a cut if you win. I know that.
Yeah.
But it just, I'm wondering if these fucking camel jockeys are pocketing this money because you notice you can only buy them in cash. You never use like a check card or.
No,
it's run by the state.
I get that.
It's to help old people too. I just found that out recently.
Why?
I had no idea.
They live their
I don't
life.
Know. That's
a lot of money going to old people.
Exactly. Talk about people that don't need money.
Yeah, they haven't bought new clothes in 35 years.
Right. They even if they did win a lottery, they'd still go to the diner and spend 30 cents.
What does the state do with all that fucking
that's
money?
That's what I'm
that,
saying.
That
That's the shit
is,
that's bothering me.
What the fuck are they doing with all?
It's almost like they're like, all right, look, we collected $1 billion. We need to actually give somebody some money.
Right.
You know, they give that to all people.
Shut up, you. I just want to throw something at you.
I hate you.
Shoe.
No, I'm serious. They proceeds from the sales of lottery tickets in New Jersey.
And what are proceeds?
They don't tell you.
They don't say.
Right. It's the dollar you just spent. The $5 you just
spent. How much is a lottery ticket?
$1.
Oh.
Usually.
Oh, two.
Or two.
I think it depends on which lottery you're playing.
Yeah.
I think the
Mega Millions is, I think, $2.
I've never played. Well, I have, but I don't like it.
And I saw on the news last week that they raised the numbers on the lottery. Now that goes up to 75, and it used to go up to like 50.
So it's even harder to hit now.
Yeah, well, but that's they're
so you're going to have jackpots like this.
That's
one.
Why they want to have bigger jackpots.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm like, fuck! Like it wasn't hard enough to win the fucking lottery. You just made it 10 times harder.
If you're lucky enough to hit, yeah,
I know.
All you need is a fucking ticket. Like, people that go in and drop, like, two bills on lottery tickets, I'm like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. The only time you drop that much is if it's, like, a work thing.
Right.
And you get 20 people to guess.
Right. Yep. And the one that always wins always buys one ticket.
Yep.
Or two, max. Mm-hmm. And they win. Mm-hmm. And it's their numbers.
And they're normally like, fucking, if not rich, just well off to begin with.
See,
you never see somebody walk out of a trailer fucking screaming at the lottery.
See, I think that's the ones that win. The ones that are in trailers or in, like, you know, lower income housing.
No.
And when I say that, I mean white people. I don't want you to automatically assume I'm talking about black
people. You don't think black people win the lottery?
Hardly ever. I don't think so.
I wonder if there's
a history
of them.
How many what percentage of white people you think win the lottery? It's got to be astronomical. It's got to be over 80% white people winning the lottery. And then it's just a mix of God knows what after that.
Let's find out.
I mean, I can't imagine a Chinaman wins the lottery or, you know.
Why,
whatever.
You don't think they play the lottery?
Probably not.
We know prey.
Yeah, I mean, we sell robbery tickets.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
It's probably.
And it's mostly older people, like older people.
See, I mean, you can't fix who wins the lottery,
I think you can fix I hope not.
What area hits.
That's true. Yeah. But then why, if they could fix it, why would they give it to the richer people? Or the more well-off people, you know?
Get richer.
But here's the thing, though. You get other people, you give poor people more money, they become, you know, part of the system. They're not the 1% anymore. You know, they get to be part of that elite club. It's one less fucking asshole we got to worry about crying and bitching.
Because
about
the rich people don't want poor people in their club?
Well, yeah, if they end up like Duck Dynasty, sure.
Exactly.
You don't want them in
Would
your
you
fucking...
want that motherfucker
no,
in the rich club?
Absolutely not. No. No. He would be banned from any club.
Although the rich people probably all hate the gays. Like,
well, yeah, but that's not going to get them in.
There's actually a wiki how. How to win on lottery tickets. 12 steps.
Wiki how. 12 steps on how to win a lottery?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read them.
It's a video.
All right. That's pointless.
I just thought it was funny.
I know, but it would have been cool. Right,
you got to be a fucking cunt about it. Jesus,
good lord!
You on your period?
Really?
I'm just asking.
All right.
I'm curious how many. I mean, I'm sure somebody's thought of this before, but how many different combination of numbers are there?
It's got to be almost infinite at this point. I don't know.
I mean, before they raised the number, when it was like up to 55 or something.
I don't know,
even if it was like 2 million.
No, it's more than that.
I mean, I have no idea.
It's like 1 in 200 million or some shit like that.
Well, even if it's 200 million, if you had 200 million, why not buy lottery tickets for a $700 million lottery? You're guaranteed to win.
I guess.
The only way it would backfire is if 3 people hit. Then you would lose money.
Right. Yeah, that's not something that I'd want to gamble with. If I had $700 million, I wouldn't be playing the lottery anymore.
Hell no.
Nah.
I would.
No, I wouldn't.
Rub it in everybody's face. I got more money, motherfucker.
Dude, you get shot. That's all I got to say. You get shot.
I'll be driving around in a tank. Who's going to shoot me?
Did you hear about Chris, man? Yeah, he won the lottery for a second time. Yeah, and then he got killed for it.
I wouldn't let anybody on my island.
Your island.
Nah. Fuck your island.
I don't. I mean, hey, it's each their own. I wouldn't do it. I'd be content with 700 mil.
I think I usually just buy $10 worth, and that's the $10 investment for.
I have a feeling if I won the lottery, I'd be cheap.
Probably.
I'd be cheap as fuck.
People are known to blow through. I mean, I've seen specials and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I'm not a fucking professional athlete. I ain't blowing through shit. I'm not buying anything I shouldn't be buying. I ain't buying a yacht.
What?
You wouldn't go balls to the wall?
No, why would I buy a yacht or a fucking plane?
That's how you lose all your money.
The fuck?
Are you going to be the richest person in the
cemetery? I'd buy like a decent house. I'm not going to spend a couple $1 million on a house.
If you win $12 million, that's how you lose all your money. Right. If you win $700
million, that's different.
You could buy anything you want and not run out of money.
Right, but I wouldn't. What would be the point of that? Like, what would be the point of buying shit you're not going to use?
Can't take it with you.
Exactly.
You wouldn't use a yacht?
I'll put my money.
For what? Really, dude? I'm not going to fuck. I'll rent one for a day, bring all my friends and family on it. I'm not going to buy a fucking yacht.
Why not?
That's ridiculous. That's fucking stupid.
Well, you could pop bottles.
I would never do that. What?
You could pop bottles.
I thought you said Popeyes. I'm like, why would I buy
would
a Popeyes?
Would you work? Like,
well, I think that's what something you would do is buy a Popeyes. No, you don't even
but
like
you
Popeyes.
Could sail the
I've
world,
never had
dude.
Chicken.
You could sail the good. World. Popeyes chicken is the bomb.
It's good.
I've never had it.
Shit's banging.
All right.
It's off the chain. It's off the chain, yo.
You guys are like, pressuring me to try
it's off the meat rack, son.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to sail around the world. I'd want to go to different destinations around. I don't think I'd want to sail. I don't think I could be on a boat that fucking long.
But a yacht's so big, it's like...
Doesn't matter. Did you see the fucking cruise ship that fucking turned upside down last year? Mm-hmm. What do you
so
think
you
a yacht...
Be fearful
you think a yacht
of that?
Can't... Of course, dude... Dude. My luck, I win the fucking lottery, I have that kind of money, and something bad happens to
it
me.
It was because
I'm doing
it's a curse.
Things. Whatever. I'm just not doing it.
I would want to see a whale in real life, though. So
right here.
You're looking at him.
I'm
big
right
ass
here.
Whale.
I'm right here.
I don't know what they're called. The biggest whales, what are they? Sperm whale? I want to see one of them go like.
Turn her mic off.
What's wrong? The woman have a smaller brain than the man.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? How they flip up and down.
You could just go to SeaWorld and see one of those.
Not a sperm whale. Not the big John. Like, I want a really big whale. Like, the biggest things in the world are sperm whales, right?
I don't know. I don't think
apparently
so.
Blue whales.
Blue whales.
Oh, okay. Then a blue whale. I want to see that shit. Jump up out of the water and down back into it. I feel like I would have to sail around the world to see that. I feel like I would not just luck out one day.
You're fucking crazy.
Just adding to the conversation.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I'm finished. I'm done.
Yeah, that wouldn't be on my bucket list to see a blue whale.
It's mine.
All right.
Weird.
I'll tell you what.
She would waste all the money.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like there's certain things that just really you really need to do that. You know, you
want to
swim. You want to swim with a blue whale? Fine, swim with a blue whale.
I don't want to swim with one.
You can just pop yourself in its blowhole and just sit.
It would eat me.
You can clog it with one tip.
I don't think they eat humans.
By accident, he would think I was plankton. It would be like Moby Dick. I would live in his belly.
This fucking girl's unreal. It must be the holiday season is why I have such a short temper today.
What's wrong?
I'm
surprised you knew the word plankton.
I'm very smart, Mark. Are you interested in me?
You must have watched SpongeBob the other day.
SpongeBob?
Yeah. Plankton.
Are we done about the fucking whales?
Please. Jesus.
So you would be very cheap with your money if you hit the lottery.
Not like
I'm talking giant jackpot.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like super cheap, but I wouldn't be blowing it.
You wouldn't be frivolous.
You wouldn't need four Lamborghinis
no,
in the driveway.
No,
you wouldn't like something shit like that.
No, no.
I got you. I understand what you're saying.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have more than one car. Probably. I probably would. But I'm not going to go and buy a fucking $500,000 car. That's just dumb to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't
because
do that.
Chances are I'll either end up like Paul Walker or I'll fucking just, you know, get it stolen. It'll get stolen or I'll crash or whatever.
I want to know what you would do with it then. Like, what would you do?
I would. What I would probably do is I would probably vacation in different parts of the world, like during different parts of the year.
Would you go to the moon?
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck.
You're on timeout.
Shut up, you're on timeout.
You're a moron.
Next year.
What is wrong with you?
Next year, everyone's going to the moon.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Get the fuck out of here. Stupid woman.
I'm really fucking stupid. Oh my god, you know what I'm talking about.
You're such a little turd.
She's got down syndrome.
When you sit in sand, cats try to bury you.
You know what I'm talking about, the moon trip. That Virgin Mobile's doing.
Stop it. No, I wouldn't go to the fucking moon.
They're just going like in the space and back down.
They're not. Okay, nobody's going to the fucking moon.
I thought they were going. I thought they were driving around the moon.
We're playing on the moon, bitch.
All right, would you go into space then?
No, no. Okay. I don't even like to fly. I don't like heights. Why the fuck would I go even higher?
Because you just
dumb.
Said you were going to go.
Vacation is not going to the moon. I don't care what lunar hotel you'd stay at. It's not what I want. I'm talking about real shit. Like, I'd probably stay in Hawaii for a couple months.
Okay.
Then I'd go to, like, I don't know, Tahiti or Australia. Fiji or... I probably wouldn't even go to Australia. I don't have any interest in going to Australia.
Hello.
Yeah,
so no. You'd only see parts of the world?
The parts I want.
That makes sense.
Yeah, probably go visit my family in Italy, stay there for a few months.
Would you stay living in New Jersey?
What?
Would you stay living in New Jersey?
Probably, I guess. At least I'd have a house here.
You can go wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I mean...
You can live just
that's
off
the thing. That's the thing. Like, I don't have things that I'm lined up to buy, you know? It's just more of like, all right, just be smart about this. What do you need first? Get what you need. And again, like, if let's say I did win a shit ton of money. Like, say I got 700 mil, mm-hmm. right? I probably wouldn't buy a multi-million dollar home. I don't see the need for it. Here's what I want. I'd want a house with a really big fucking basement, and I'd want a huge fucking pool and a decent yard. Doesn't have to be its own fucking island or land or whatever. Just something decent.
Okay.
You know? That's it.
That's it.
I don't want, like, 8 bedrooms. It's a hassle to me.
Well, what would be the one extravagant thing then you would buy yourself? Like, you know, some people spend like $200,000 on a watch or something.
Your own Chinese buffet.
Wait a minute! Denounce me!
That actually is a really good idea.
My own Chinese chef. Just buy a Chinese person. Right. How expensive could they be?
My dining room table is a hibachi grill. I don't know.
Would you have like a chef like come in and live with you?
No, I don't see the need for that. I don't.
It's not a need.
I would probably have a maid to come a couple times a week because I wouldn't want to clean. But
No,
I don't think I'd want.
You
a
can
chef.
Have, but yeah, but you can have a chef kind of cook.
What would I spend? That's a good question. What would I spend a lot of money on?
Yeah, like what would be your like. Frivolous, because I feel like there would have to be one thing.
Yeah, there probably is one thing. It would probably be a night with Casey McDonald.
Oh my god,
she'll take that money, dude.
I know she would. I know she would.
She'd probably just start dating you because you won the lottery. So
I doubt it. I don't doubt it. The fucking kid from Georgia, the quarterback, he don't make money.
How do you know?
He's a fucking college quarterback. They don't get paid. I mean, unless he's waiting tables on the side, which I highly doubt, he doesn't have money. You think he's got money?
Not right now, no.
No, exactly.
Well, wait, who are you talking about?
The quarterback from Georgia.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it,
I just know.
Is it Manziel?
No.
Who's
no.
he play for again?
Manziel?
Yeah.
What is it?
Texas A&M?
Is it? Whatever.
Right,
yeah, no, it's not him. Thank God, I'd kill myself.
Is he any good?
No, he's a no name. I mean, he's nobody.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, they never talk about him. He's George's fucking quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
He's like a
somebody
fucking,
just posted it on.
He's like
wall,
a junior or something. I think he's not worthy of mentioning. So that's
he's not even going to get drafted.
I don't think so.
The Eagles are going to pick him up.
No, they're not.
Talking crazy.
But having your own chef though, that could be good.
I feel like you would enjoy that a lot, too.
A chef?
Yeah.
Like, they could make you
whatever. $700 million comes 700 more pounds. No, thank you.
No, to cook you healthy, like, healthy.
Why the fuck would I want to eat out? I have the money now. I can look and eat whatever the fuck I want.
Eat yourself to
death. Fat fuck.
Exactly.
I do my...
Would you get a liposuction?
No. No.
Okay, would you...
No, I wouldn't get a Swedish chef.
Would you give any money to charity?
Swedish massage?
No.
Not at all.
No.
No, because a lot of them are fucking... They're fucking frauds.
No. What charity would you think I should give one to?
Animals. I always think animals need money.
Animals.
Dogs.
I would probably do it... Give to an animal foundation.
I would, if I won the lottery, I would open up my own animal shelters.
Yeah, no, I would definitely not.
I would do that.
That just sounds like a hassle.
Yeah, it really does.
But that would be my job for then on.
Yeah, don't make me play the fucking Sarah McLachlan song.
I looked right at you.
Yeah, that started it all.
Ozzy.
Yeah, I wouldn't donate any money either.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. No. Marco?
I would rather give money to people I know.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
like
I'd rather.
Me? Would you give me money?
I would cut you off a piece.
Yeah, my nigga.
Yeah.
I would give you money, but you would have to come to my house once a week and just talk. Just talk about whatever you read that day so I could just laugh at you and then throw you out.
Can you not call me a cunt during that hour time?
No, if he's giving you money, that's...
God damn it!
We actually have to legally change your name to cunt.
I can only take it once a week.
If I gave you a lot of money, would you legally change your name to cunt?
Yes.
You would?
I'm so cunt car. That's excellent.
Cunt!
Get in your cunt car, you cunt!
That would be so great.
Cunt fun size car.
How much?
Fun size
cunt. Cunt size. Oh, God. How much money would you give me to do that?
I don't know. I'd start off small and see where we go from there.
50 say, grand.
No, I'd start with a half a mil. I'd start with a half.
Is that
a
enough
mil.
Forever?
But I could just like...
You could always change it back later on down the road. I'd say you have to keep it for like 2 years.
Do you think that they would let me change my name to cunt?
It's totally up to you. You could spell it with a K.
Ah. Can it be a backwards K?
You can do whatever you want. Whatever.
Fucking A, man. I have the mill sold. Buy me a Wawa.
She moves in. Hey, guys. She has a fucking backpack and a fucking...
Make me a sandwich, cunt.
Cunt, party of two. Cunt, party of two.
Oh, my God. That would be so great.
Somebody's going to hit the lottery.
Yeah, right.
I want to see that happen. Let's make that happen.
One of us?
Cunt.
Yeah.
I don't play it.
I do.
I know. I suck. I don't. People at my work will be like, oh, you win it? No. I'm like, what? Sorry.
I play it all the time, man.
Do you?
Just, again.
Do you ever win like a couple bucks here?
Yeah,
and there?
I hit the Powerballs. Like, it was like two, I think 4 bucks, I think, if you hit the Powerball.
Somebody I know won eight.
Yeah, it's
$8.
Yeah. Awesome. $1 million if you get all the numbers except the Powerball.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, to win the $700 million, how many numbers
you have to
are
hit everything.
There?
Oh, so you got to hit it all.
Yeah.
But how many, like.
It's, what, five in the Powerball?
Yeah.
Five
is
and
it
then
five?
Is the Powerball
I think so.
The six?
Five or six?
Yeah.
Five, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay.
It's like five in the Powerball.
That seems very unlikely.
I love people that go in with their strategy and they pick their own numbers. Yeah. Like,
they watch the
fucking roulette, you asshole.
Yeah.
Just fucking let
the
computer
quick pick
do it.
Like everybody else,
exactly.
You're holding up the fucking line.
Exactly.
Doesn't everybody just say, like, box it or whatever?
That's
like the,
you know,
pick
let's,
four, three. You don't box a, like, Mega Millions.
You don't?
No. You just say $10 Mega Million.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then they just... You can't pick your own numbers?
Yeah,
sure you can.
Oh, okay.
But you have to sit there and fill out those annoying little fucking squares, and you have to shade them in.
Like the Scandrons?
Yeah. exactly. Just fucking... Like Chris said, just fucking...
Just get the quick pick like
exactly.
Everybody else.
But maybe that's why it's such a scam, because everybody around here is so busy in a rush. Maybe that's why people around here don't
and it's
win.
The old fucking people, because they want to play their grandchildren's birthdays... Their son and daughter's birthdays, and they sit there and they're fucking scratching away or fucking shading away.
But here's my thing, though. If you do
the
quick
out.
Pick, right,
mm-hmm.
And then 13 people hit the same lottery, like the odds of that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
That 13 people. Say all 13 people won by doing the quick pick. Like, that's crazy that the same numbers spit out for 13
yeah.
different people.
Yeah.
Just like, that's the shit that kind of makes me think, like, what the fuck? Is this
like
rigged?
It's a scam.
Yes.
Well, you think everything's a fucking conspiracy.
I didn't say conspiracy. I just said scam.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Over billions and billions and billions of dollars.
The Kennedy assassination wasn't a scam. That's a conspiracy.
So the government raping the American public out of billions of dollars.
It's a scam. It's definitely a scam.
It's a conspiracy also. There's got to be a lot.
It's
be
a
people.
Conspiracy if you can't prove it.
No.
I'm just saying I think it's a scam.
It's like those drones in Atlantic City.
Right.
Yeah, the Johns.
The cocks you pull.
It's
like, like a shotgun noise.
Slot machine.
Yeah, the slot machine.
Well, they're fixed to go off.
You know.
Well, how do you know the lottery's not fixed then? The lottery's probably especially
They pick
fixed.
It right in front of you. Well,
not if they could pick it. Fix it. It's not like Joe.
No,
like,
I'm talking
like,
about the balls.
Cock, ball.
You're a freaking weirdo and you're gay.
I like balls.
Check my balls.
What if there's magnets? What if there's magnets in the balls?
There could be magnets in the
what
balls.
What the fuck is going on here with the balls?
And then when they get sucked up, like they put them
wait, when the balls get...
And the Jones.
The Jones? When the balls get sucked up? I don't know.
Balls and wieners! Now all I need is a tea bag. Balls!
But if you hit the lottery, man, you'll never have to worry about money again.
That's true.
You know? Fucking Christmas time comes, like now...
Can't wait to see how many people are my friend all of a sudden.
Exactly. They come out the
That's
woodwork.
That's the shit that makes me laugh. The family members you never fucking see, and the people that you like you haven't seen for 20-something years since high school. Yo, what's up, man? Holy shit. Now they want to be your friend. They want to hang out. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
That's weird.
Don't think so.
My favorite. If I ever hit the lottery, my favorite word would be, fuck you.
That's a good word to have when you win a lottery.
I tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And as you,
oh, for you.
As well as you should. You should do that, man.
That's how people go broke, man. They give money to everybody.
Mm-hmm. MC Hammer.
Just nickel and dime. Handing
out. Let's face it. He hit the fucking lottery.
Yeah, and he pissed it all away on all his friends. Fucking Allen Iverson. Did the same thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's because they hired these people to do jobs. So they paid him his salary over time.
Like, yeah, what
hired
jobs?
To be friends.
What jobs? Just walk with them.
No, and I understand.
What a job. I would do that shit for free. What? You want me to go to the red carpet opening of a famous movie?
Remember when
I'll
Puffy
go.
Had the Umbrella Man?
But that's different. Puffy.
Farnsworth, Bentley?
I guess it's not so different. Allen Iverson made a lot of money in his career. I saw him at the casinos. Right
I don't think Farnsworth was making...
Farnsworth.
Whatever.
Dude.
I don't think the Umbrella Man was making.
He came out with his own line of umbrellas. Actually,
all right.
He became massively rich.
And he hosted something on MTV, right?
Yeah,
some show. I forget what it's called.
Okay, so he rode the coattails of fucking P. Diddy.
But what the point I'm trying to make is not that is that if you won the lottery, you would just give like me some money like once. You wouldn't, like, fund me money,
no.
Like, over time.
I'm not funding your I-want-to-see-a-blue-whale organization.
But do you know what I'm saying? That's what they did. That's what MC Hammer did. That's what Allen Iverson did.
No.
They paid these guys money over time, over time, over time.
It doesn't
matter. It never stopped.
Shouldn't have paid him at all.
No, I agree.
I saw Iverson at the casino. He was right next to me with a duffel bag. He pulled out stacks. Of $10,000 and started
stacks.
Handing them to his friends.
Make a fat stack, yo.
He had 10 boys with him, just handing out stacks.
Boys.
His boys.
Oh.
His crew. His people. And they all had, you know, Iverson, their whatever.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
On.
Course. Yo, man, I got your jersey. You want to front me $100,000?
So, Marco, if you hit the lottery, are you single?
Yes. You don't even answer because we know. The fact that you even hesitated.
It's like
your kid's taken care of forever.
Everybody's taken
you can
care
even,
of.
Right. You can even break peace off to your girl.
Can we have an open relationship?
No.
No.
Fuck that.
All right, here. No. Here's your $100 million, $150 million.
Wow, that's generous.
That is generous.
Well, it depends on
I think
you
could do that for way less.
You probably could.
If we're talking,
way, she's probably still going to hit you for child support, so give as little as
no,
possible.
No, not necessarily, because he could just be like, look. I got money.
I'm worth $500 million, huh?
Yeah.
I have influenza.
I'm a. You should get a shot then.
Aflac.
That's funny.
You know what I can't stand about lottery, and this goes with Christmas. I hate when people give lottery tickets as Christmas gifts.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
I don't mind it.
I don't like that at all.
I would never do that. Not for the fact that it's a shitty gift, because it is a shitty gift.
Like if you,
but if I gave you a lottery ticket and you won $100 million, how fucking mad would I be?
Not only that, how many people would probably sit there and be like, "Look, I paid for that ticket. That's my fucking money."
Exactly.
You know, and you get into this huge fight.
Like, not even
my mom gives us lottery tickets in the stocking.
It's like scratch offs.
Yeah, she gives like scratch offs. Like, you know, you win like a couple bucks or whatever. But she's never given us like real, like, you know, Mega Million lottery tickets.
That's just,
I would even tell my mom, be like, "That shit's stupid." Like, because if I win, you're fucked. All money's going through me.
Yeah, that's like the best Christmas present ever.
No, it isn't. A lottery ticket?
If you
won, you're not
going
to win.
What's the chance of you winning?
If,
I mean, family's one thing. Family gives whatever. So if you get a scratch off and you win 20 grand, your mom would probably be a little pissed off. But,
nah.
But at least it's going to her son.
No, because when we went, we took my dad down to AC years ago for his birthday. And my mom was playing slots, and she was by herself because me, my brother, and my dad were watching an Eagles preseason game at the bar. And so I walk over to keep her company, and I'm sitting in the seat next to her playing slots. I just put 20 bucks in just to keep her company, and you know it was like 3 spins for $20 or something like that, and I got nothing. My mom gets up, jumps in my seat, the first fucking turn. She wins 10 grand.
Whoa.
I was fucking pissed. I was like, what the fuck? My mom, like, she wins a lot of money at the casinos, man. That's
awesome.
Her lottery. She's racked up like 30 grand in the last, I don't know, 3 years.
What?
And she doesn't go all the time. I'm talking like 3 times a year.
Damn, that's sweet.
Yeah. And it's because of slots.
I love slots.
She's got good karma.
Everybody loves slots.
Except for gay men.
Goddamn gay men.
Oh.
I love them.
Prejudice.
Oh my God, I love gay men. Gay men are always good looking. Always well taken care of. Big fan of them. I want a gay man husband.
He's a fag!
You faggot motherfucker!
Oh, my God. So you don't think the money would change you?
Oh, it definitely would change me. I never said that.
Right.
I never said that.
You wouldn't know any of our names.
So would you, like, make the studio better?
That's one thing I probably would.
Okay, good.
Actually, wouldn't even be here.
We would get
a
studio
small,
space?
Yeah. I'd buy, like, a small
me
space.
Too.
You would still do this if you hit the lottery?
How dare you? We do this for love, not money.
Dude, it would be so much... It would be even more fun with money into this. Now, if we wanted to, we can go and do a show in fucking Cali.
Right, we can hire people to come be on our show.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
8 months out of the year, I wouldn't even be around here if I hit the lottery.
Hey,
I didn't say
I was going to do it every week. You guys can go ahead and do it.
I would fly you guys out.
I'll come back every once in a while. I'll be like, hey, can I be guest host, you know?
Sure, it's your studio. You funded it. It's got your name on the outside lights.
Fabio's studio.
Yeah.
Would you donate money to Rob and Ryecast?
Absolutely.
Get this bitch off the ground?
Not.
Buy some merch.
No, I would definitely break them off a piece. I'd send them in little increment checks like we get.
$10.65.
$9.52. Sign and send it. $3.26. Stamp.
That's funny.
$3 a week for life, bitch.
Send him a fucking dump truck with $500,000 in nickels.
I don't see why anyone wouldn't take that.
I'm not saying he wouldn't take it. Why wouldn't you take it?
No,
it's just a fucking hassle.
I know. Especially if he's in New York City at the time.
Trying
to get through the streets to dump.
Oh, man.
Beep, beep, beep.
Could you imagine Rob just cursing you out?
I don't think he would. I just think, like, did he have to be an asshole about this?
How many nickels would that be? It'd be all the nickels.
Mr. Peepy be standing right there.
Every nickel.
Hey, Rob, can I have some money?
Oh,
Rob.
I need a mask.
Be perfect for you.
What are you doing?
I found a glitter that I put on there.
You're a fucking weirdo.
She's like sitting there like...
So are you feeling festive with that hat?
I am. Is that? Ariel's
I know. Here. I just want to... That's probably why I'm so mad at you.
You are giving me weird...
Yeah, look. Because of that fucking
You're looking at
hat.
Me like this.
I thought you didn't like Christmas.
I don't.
I fucking hate it.
We know you don't.
I don't like Christmas.
Holy like Santa Christmas. Claus shit.
Fuck Christmas.
I don't like Christmas either.
Why are you wearing a Christmas hat?
Because it's pretty and it's nice and it's soft.
I don't like Christmas.
Is that me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, it is?
You fucking retard.
Why do I sound so mad?
Because you're an angry bitch.
I am an angry bitch.
Sometimes. You are.
Hashtag angry bitch.
But aren't you being a hypocrite right now?
No, why?
But, well, you look festive, but you hate Christmas.
I know, but I like
you
this hat.
You got your stupid elf.
I love that fucking elf.
Trying to knock that elf over. And Fab, we know you don't like fucking...
I fucking
I love
hate
my
it.
Elf.
I fucking
Chris, you don't like Christmas either, right?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all.
You don't?
No.
All right.
No,
fuck
not
Christmas.
At all.
Did you sneeze or something with this?
Did I sneeze?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
to? Why is it balled up like this?
I had it down my pants.
No. Jordan, shit!
I rolled it up like
a Where'd you shoot it?
It went in my bag.
On my tits.
It went in my purse.
Come on my face.
Gotcha.
So are you going to get better gifts this year for
Jesus?
Yeah.
I got him good gifts so far.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk about it after, you know, all the stuff after. Obviously.
I did good.
I don't want to give any of
I've right. asked multiple men
okay.
if they were good gifts, and they all said, all right. fucking right.
You done?
That's
finished?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I am finito with all the Christmas gifts.
Yeah, now that I have a kid, it's
sure
coming back as a,
sure.
as a fun thing.
Yeah, because now you're excited for him.
Yeah.
For him.
Did you get him a lot of stuff, like just spoil the fuck out of him?
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit.
What could you possibly get him that's going to spoil him now?
Nothing. He doesn't
exactly.
know the difference.
Right.
He can walk and shit, right?
I wouldn't buy my kid's shit.
No, he can't walk yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't go overboard with shit because he doesn't fucking
There's
know.
There's no point.
Yeah, but everybody else does, I'm sure.
Everybody
because they're
overboard.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm saying
with their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's different. You're that's what your family's for.
Yeah.
To buy your kid shit.
No, we bought them
people,
clothes and shit.
People that buy their fucking, you know, infants a shit ton of stuff that they'll never fucking use boggles my mind.
Like what?
Like toys. Like what? What's this kid going to do with this fucking toy? And in 3 years, he's going to want something different.
And aren't
three
toys...
Years, like 3 months.
Yeah.
Aren't
whatever.
Babies like cats? Like...
What the fuck?
I wish he would fucking go to a litter box and shit and piss.
But no, like in the sense of...
Let a cat go shit in a box.
They'll play with the box instead of the toy. Is what I'm saying.
I'm teaching
a litter box.
No, like, you know how like cats love boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I know
our,
what you're saying.
Our babies.
Kids love boxes.
I hope my son likes boxes. Yes, like, no, you're exactly
shut
right.
Shut up.
Okay,
exactly
I see.
Right. All the toys you got for his birthday, he went right for the fucking stupid
right,
box.
You could return
see?
Them.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You can return the toys. Just let him open them and then take them all back.
Right.
Pocket the money.
He's not going to know
and
any
better. And he can't talk, right? Can he talk? I don't know anything about kids.
No, stop speaking anonymously.
I have no yeah. idea. No, I don't.
Fucking, no,
he talks.
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
I'm sure him and the dogs talk.
All the dogs. Do the dogs love the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the dogs.
Yeah.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Snot rag out of here.
Volleyball.
It's not a snot rag.
It's a little damp. I don't know if you noticed that.
It's from my hands.
Ew.
You fucking sweat. What are you fucking do? You got hair on your palms?
You already lubed up.
She's
you can get some handies for Christmas.
They keep getting palmy.
She's
or
clammy? Palmy.
Shut up. Don't be stupid.
I do look festive, though, because I have green on as well.
Yes.
That was an accident.
Do you think, Father, you think you're ever going to come out of this phase?
What, that hating Christmas?
Yeah.
Probably not.
It's not a phase.
No.
Even if you have a kid?
That's different. That's different. But I'll still hate it. See, here's my thing, okay? For that one day, that Christmas day, the shit that surrounds it, that comes before it, isn't worth that one day. It's not a big enough payoff.
Right.
You don't think so?
No.
When I was little, it was
awesome. It's a bunch of shit. It's just a bunch of shit. It's a headache.
It's all a bunch of shit.
But Christmas is fun. You open presents and then...
How old are you?
I love presents.
It's still cool to get gifts.
I love getting presents.
I mean, you don't get
yeah,
excited?
Yeah, not really. No, it's just like... it seems like a formality almost. It's not that...
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like Christmas. It's a marketing holiday.
You're ugly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
It's not even a real holiday.
You're a bad banana with a...
On Christmas Eve or Christmas. I hate Christmas music. I hate people. I hate retail. I hate traffic. I hate long lines. I fucking hate Christmas.
You're a monster.
You are a miserable fuck.
Doesn't that put it all in perspective now, Chris?
Yes, it does.
You miserable fuck.
Holy shit. Holy crap. Miserable. My God.
You miserable fuck.
You really don't like Christmas.
No, I fucking don't like Christmas.
Holy crap.
I don't give a shit if you do or you don't.
Wow.
God, that's fucking bad. Now I'm even happy that I don't like Christmas because look at all the joy you guys give me for not liking Christmas. Aww.
You know, it's funny. We always used to mistake Fob for being angry. He's not angry. He's just fucking miserable.
I'm not miserable. I just don't like Christmas. That has nothing to do with being miserable.
You're miserable.
You're an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
I found this clip.
Go ahead. Listen to this
one. Christmas, you got to go out and buy gifts for everyone? Fuck that.
Fuck everyone.
Fuck everybody.
Oh, my God.
Fuck everybody.
You have such vengeance in your voice, Sarah. Like, die, Christmas, die!
He sounds very scary to me.
You guys want to take a quick break?
Quick break.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick break? All right.
Stop laughing at me, please.
You miserable fuck.
Holy shit.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.
Hello.
Yes.
How do you say that, Flapjack? What's up with that delivery boy?
Delivery boy?
Yeah, the delivery boy. He was up here 5 minutes ago. I had to punch him in his mouth. He's got a silly Santa suit on. He's running through my hallway doing pirouettes. Next thing, he's trying to suck my cock. What's going on with that kid?
Mitch, what you talking about? Who's speaking?
You straighten that fucking kid out. He's up here banging on my door with a delivery. Next thing I know, he's groping my pants and he's got this silly Santa hat on and he's jumping all around the hallway banging on everybody's door. What, is he drunk or something?
Where do you go? You go to 64 Watt Street.
Yeah, he's up there and he's jumping around the hallway there with those little black leather boots on and a little red suit and he's acting like a total jackass. Next thing he's down in my pants, he's trying to pull the fucking the balls out of my pants. I had to whack him in his fucking mouth. What the hell's going on with this crap?
I really don't understand what you're talking about, really.
You get him back at that restaurant and I'm going to come down here and straighten him out in front of you. I think there's going to be a lawsuit here. I'm going to punch that little bass. He's trying to be cute. He's trying... That guy's trying to suck my cock in front of...
Shut up, man.
What I like this time of year, the holiday season. I love holidays. I really love them. Get blown over the holidays. You get blown all year. But come holiday season, it's like, it's a must. Anybody, you know. You're in Macy's, you go up to the cashier. What about a blowjob, honey? It's Christmas. I spend every dime I made. Blow me! Blow me for Pete's sake! beautiful when they do it. Because you put them under so much pressure. There's a whole line of people behind you. You know, and they're thinking, all right. Once a year, I'll blow a guy online. It's beautiful. Because giving is important. And they give blowjobs. They don't take a blowjob, they give them. So that's the argument. Know what I mean? Do you follow me so far? This crowd needs a lot of work. We'll do it, because I'll probably be the last one to leave this room. Guaranteed. Because I love doing my Christmas holiday special show. That's what this is. They lit the tree again. So every year your girlfriend goes, let's go see the tree. And I said, why? You saw him light it on fucking TV. Think it's going to look different when you're closer? It's the same setup every year. Big stupid tree with a bunch of fucking bulbs hanging off of it. A neighbor's got a tree. It ain't as big, but why go through the fucking traffic?
Well, it's the holiday spirit.
Shut your fucking hole and get me dinner. You want to go to a tree? I need something to eat. Let's deal. Last year I went down there, they towed my fucking car. Real holiday spirit in New York. I go, I just bought the fucker. Oh, it's in a no parking zone. So what? It's the holiday season. All right, blow me.
You, we're back. I still, I don't smoke, but I smell like smoke.
And you smell better then.
Disgusting.
You usually smell like dog.
Go to fucking smoke somewhere else.
Missy, we're getting complaints that Ariel's just staring into people's souls.
That's what she does. That's what she's here for.
Yeah, first of all, it's a fucking boy.
It's not a boy. She
has It's questionable.
Just earrings.
It's questionable.
Fuck you, bitch!
There are boy ones. They don't have eyelashes or earrings. And they look like a boy. That looks like a girl. She does.
All right. That stupid thing.
I will murder you.
Trying to knock that shit off. Oh, man. Fucking cold.
Cold?
Yeah, it's cold out there.
No, it isn't.
I should just fucking not go
it's
out
fucking
there.
Summer compared to the way
yeah,
it's
you
been.
Don't smoke. I don't know why you go out.
Because my pits, I'm pitting. I needed some. We get in here.
Fucking nauseated.
It gets fucking hot in here with all the beef in here.
Beef.
It does get stuffy.
Yeah. Not that you're beefy, but your boobs add to it.
My boobs add to the sweatage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're getting palmy.
Fucking idiot.
You sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits. Disgusting. Big ass titties.
Tits.
Coco. Oh, yay.
Somebody wants to know when you're going to show those boobs.
When I get 100,000 followers on Twitter.
Whoa. That sounds like a fucking
That's a
game.
Challenge. That is a challenge. You hear that, people?
Follow me on Twitter, funsizepity at twitter.com.
You're really going to whip him out?
For 100,000 followers, yes. You have to stay followed. Look, we're friends now. I gave him a gift.
Oh, yeah, wait. So Chris has to clean up his fucking floor.
He's just patting it around.
He's going to tear it up in a second.
What is it?
It's a paper towel.
Great.
Oh, Joe Falsetti said apparently when we're away, Ariel went over and sniffed Missy's seat. And then puked all over.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised he didn't move. Isn't that what they do? They move all over the place? These fucking stupid elves?
They're watching over you.
Yeah, they're watching over
you. Don't talk crazy.
That's their job.
Creepy.
I post pictures on her on Instagram every day, doing something different.
Well, you got a lot of time on your hands.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a hobby.
Okay. What's a hobby?
This.
What do you call it? Elfing?
Elf on the shelf.
Elfing. You elfing idiot.
What's going on?
I like to take pictures of Chris's cat.
I wouldn't take pictures of your cat.
I'm glad to see everyone's in a cheerful mood.
Big fat pussy.
Oh my god.
It's like God's vagina. God's vagina.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
You right over there? You done?
Yeah, I just got a text from Biffle, and it said, I turned on Ustream, and all I see is Ariel chilling to Frosty the Pervert. Just thought it was funny.
Did she see him get off and sniff your seat?
She did not. It's a girl, for Christ's sakes, Marco.
Well,
get it together. Ariel.
I hate that name.
She likes women.
Why?
I hate that name.
Really?
I just don't like that name. Ariel. Ariel. Ariola.
Makes me think of
it. Did you name it or did it like come in a package?
It came with a name, but I didn't like it.
What was the original name?
Like Sparkles or something. So I renamed her Ariel after the Little Mermaid.
Oh. That whore.
Yeah.
You whore!
It looks like a fucking boy, I'm just saying.
I know, Marco. It's not, though.
Oh, we got a movement for 100,000 followers starting here.
Good. Cool. Good. I got to see this.
Follow Fun Size Bitty for some fun size titties.
Who said that?
That's a Jeff. It's a slogan now.
Go, Jeff.
Follow Fun Size Bitty for some king size titties.
Hashtag big tits.
With a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Now I'm going to see her boobs.
Hey, let's see if it works. Let's see the power of social networking.
I think any girl that shows her tits
yes.
should get 100,000 followers. That should be easy.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it right away.
What?
What?
Like, I wouldn't want...
Well, you're not going to get 100,000 followers right away. It'll take a little time.
I would think so.
But I think once it does become time, I think you got to flop them out.
You got to
well, yeah.
pay the piper.
By That's the right. time she gets 100,000 followers, those bitches are going to be on the floor.
Wow. You think it's going to take that long? I don't think so.
Chris has no faith in me or my
titties. I think it'll take like 6 months at the most.
I think it'll be, at the most, 6 months.
Yeah, so Absolutely. If you got to whip those titties into shape or whatever you got to do, do it.
Cause, they're in good shape.
Well, then you're fine. Then once those,
I'm not worried.
Once that $100,000...
You want to give me money.
Yeah.
$100,000 pyramid?
Once that 100,000 Twitter follower, you know, hits, we should have like a countdown like when it gets near the end. We'll leave the room. You can flop them out. We're recording this, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll leave the room.
Tits! I love tits!
Oh my god.
Man, I love titties. So.
Titty balls.
Joe, how about at least a bra shot to get it started?
I'll do a strap.
Oh, a strap? There is a strap.
There's being a strap on.
That's like.
Oh, we already. These guys are on point, man. We already got a countdown going. 99,730 more to go.
Nice.
Spread the word, man. It's going to happen. We got your word.
So what's this called? It's got to have a name.
Like
Nipple Mania or something.
Yeah.
Come up with something. Tweets for tits?
That's not bad.
I like it. Hashtag tweets for tits.
Hashtag
titter. Titter followers.
Titter. titter.
Listen, it's going to be a movement, man.
Let's see. Let's see. I have faith in everyone. Let's.
You know, if you don't, if you don't, if you like welch on that,
it's going to be bad.
I would never welch on it. Why would you think I would?
I think you would.
No, is it,
I don't think you would show your tits. That's the thing.
Is it a flash or is it just like a here? Take a look at these and shake them, and then
like a little belly dance with it too.
Yeah, are you going to do jumping jacks with them hanging out?
A million Twitter followers, and then I'll do jumping jacks with my.
No, a million out. Twitter followers. You better finger pop yourself. That's ridiculous. Jumping jacks for a million.
We're going to need some plastic and to lay down.
But it's just going to be on my boobs, and that's it. Not my face, too.
Hey, whatever floats your
boat. All right.
But they're going to have to see that that's you sitting
of
there.
Of course. Okay. I'll be like, hey.
Yeah, but nothing they can screenshot.
Yeah, nothing they can screenshot.
You motorboat son of a bitch. You won't see her, you. You're a fucking liar.
Now, are you going to get any resistance from Jesus?
No, he won't care.
He won't care?
I don't think he'd care.
No.
I don't think
he's
he would.
He's cool.
Because, you know. He's the only one. Talking.
Exactly. So. He knows who the king is.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
His father's the king. He's the prince. Well, that's good. We got a movement. We got something to...
Do work. Jerks.
Oh, now they're asking for... They want a Vine of you jumping.
A what?
A Vine video of her doing jumping jacks. You're getting crazy now.
Yeah, I
don't think so because not everybody gets to listen to the show live. So there's gotta be something.
Yeah, but you can watch the video back on Ustream.
On Ustream,
you can watch it back.
Trying to get a picture for the people.
Thank you for protecting me, Fabio.
I wasn't protecting. I was just saying you can watch the video anyway.
Thank you.
Picture for the people.
Sorry.
Oh boy. Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Let's see what goes down.
I don't see it happening.
I don't
see
it
happening. I see it popping out, man.
Can we have a guest live in studio?
Who is it? It's not Pedro.
You think he's going to come down here? No, he'd come down here. No,
I would never let that motherfucker in my house.
Hell no.
It would depend on who the guest is.
Why not?
I just want to fuck the shit out of Missy.
Ejaculate.
Mango pussy juice.
No, Lori, I love Lori. I won't fuck Lori. He said, I won't fuck Lori. I love her.
He does love Lori.
I guess he does if you don't want to fuck her.
When we were like sitting on the couch after the show was over and I was like, he doesn't bother you at all. She goes, no, we're friends. She's so sweet. I know. She's like a sweet little girl.
She can be friends with me.
She's hot.
Hi-yo.
Yeah.
She's hot, right?
Yeah. You're a creep, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, what's next on the agenda? Did we have a bunch of shit we want
to do? Yeah, we did have a bunch of shit, but, you know, Missy wants to see whales and shit.
Yeah, I know. I tend to do that.
What do we got? Oh, we got that.
Tits.
Whoa, what the fuck was that?
It's the cat.
Oh, the cat. Oh, the cat's fucking up shit. You don't hear that in your...
No, I don't hear anything. It must be your wire. He fucked up.
There you go. He's fine.
Messing with your wire.
God damn it. All right, we got that news chick. What the fuck's her name? Megyn Kelly?
Don't know her.
Yeah.
I'll play the audio. She's the one that says Santa Claus is white, Jesus is white, and everyone else is so silly.
She's got a show on Fox News called The Kelly File. What the fuck?
White devil, white devil.
He quince watcher.
Fuck, man. All right, yeah. She's got a show on Fox News called The Kelly File, and here's what she said.
So in Slate, they have a piece on .com, Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. Whoa. And when I saw this headline, I kind of laughed, and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids. Okay, I wanted to get that straight. But Jedediah, when I read the piece...
Who?
The author
Jedediah.
Seems to have... You know, she's African-American, and she seems to have real pain at having grown up with this image of a white Santa, and she speaks about it kind of honestly, saying, I didn't really understand why that had to be.
Yeah, she wants Santa to be inclusive, and I had the same reaction. Initially, I was thinking, oh, this is more politically correct nonsense. This is hypersensitivity in our culture. And then you read a piece and you really walk through the steps with her. I think it's a tribute to her writing. And you realize if you were a young kid and you were African-American and your Santa Claus was white, it would affect you when you went to school. Maybe you wouldn't feel that you were part of that tradition. Now, she suggests that a penguin should be Santa.
Okay, that's where she goes off the rails.
Well, I think that's kind of interesting, though, to have an animal. Which is something that kids love, sort of brings that cartoonish component into it, and I think that makes all kids kind of feel welcome in the process. So I see where she was going with that.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't make all kids feel
welcome. Hey, I like penguins.
It makes all birds feel welcome.
Kids like penguins.
You know, but okay, so I've given, her name is Aisha Harris. I've given her, you know, her due on where she was going with it. But just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. You know, I mean...
What do you... Yeah, it's over.
Nah, this was a nigga.
Some chick that has a... She's a blogger. She got a blog. Slate.com. Some black chick.
I don't plug her.
Well, it's all right. It's all over. It's got more hits than we'll ever get, but...
Okay, so she's just... She's basically saying Santa's white.
This chick here is saying...
Okay, can I Santa's make a point?
Well, yeah.
Santa's not real.
Right. Yeah, they're arguing over a fucking...
Fictitious...
Yeah.
And not only
the
that...
The Easter Bunny's purple, motherfucker.
I've seen black Santas. So, like what
Ripple.
The fuck are they talking about?
Those are pimps, honey.
But, like, the Cheltenham Mall in Philly, they have a black Santa. You go
that's
get
a black
your...
mall.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, there's black Santa decorations. Like, I thought that
well,
Santa...
boy, what the fuck you won't? That's what they say when you sit on his lap.
But I thought Santa was all races and all ethnicities.
No, that's just Missy.
So since he is make-believe, I thought it was for each...
I don't... I think this whole thing is stupid. Obviously, these people are morons, but look, Santa's not real. So why does it matter? I mean, this is just like... This is similar to when people were arguing whether Jesus was black or white. You remember that bullshit?
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't think he was either. If he was real, I don't think he's like Armenian or some shit.
Yeah,
he was like in the middle. You know? So
Patel,
it's like.
Fuck you.
He's not a doctor, Chris. But seriously, it's like, who gives a shit? Like honestly, like, why does it matter? Why does it matter if he's black or white or yellow?
She's
well, that would be funny.
She's clearly pissed off that this chick wants to change Santa to black.
Well, first of all, this chick has no power to do shit, number one. Number two, this girl is making a fucking an issue out of nothing.
Exactly.
And not only like, that, why does Santa get to be black then? Like,
how
that's
bad of a
too.
Show do you have that this is something you get that
first
fucking
of all,
angry about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This show really
why
sucks.
Why does she have a problem with a black Santa Claus?
Yeah, who
like
cares?
Like, if black people want to have a black Santa Claus so bad, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
They got a black Jesus.
I'm a black pig.
But that's the thing when she's like, listen, I just want to clear it up. Santa's white. Don't forget it. But we're going to entertain this, like, little girl's idea.
Right.
But
it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And I wonder if she realizes how fucking stupid that she sounds.
I don't think she does. That's
because
the problem.
She's so adamant about it. And it's like, and she's like, just like Jesus, you know, he's white too. And it's like, bitch, do you know Santa? Do you know Jesus? Like, how do you know?
You know Jesus. That's it.
I know Jesus. Right. That's all. And
but we know Jesus was a dark-colored man.
Yeah.
From that area.
He was very tan.
He's very tannish.
He's very tan. He had
so nappy hair. She might be wrong about that whole thing.
I don't.
That's still
I really
for debate.
Don't think it's a fucking big deal, to be
it
honest
is a
with
big
you.
Deal.
If, you know, Moulinians want to call their own Jesus to God.
Extremely racist.
The Moulinian motherfucker.
Jesus.
Charcoal briquette.
No. Seriously, if they want to...
Somehow Marco made this more racist than it
already
was.
No fucking shit. Jesus Christ.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Do you think that you would like Christmas more if Santa was black?
No, because he'd probably steal my gifts instead of leaving.
No.
Yeah, I think the songs would be much different.
Oh, the songs would be so awesome.
Be like $2 hot dogs, $1 water.
Um, I don't.
Actually, Christmas music would probably be more listenable.
Probably. That I would agree
if
with.
If Santa was black.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be more like, you know, babyface Christmas songs or some shit like that.
Hell yeah.
You know? But I don't think it would make a difference.
Mm-mm.
I mean, who cares?
I was listening to Ying Yang Twins, Deck the Club.
Hmm.
It's a Christmas song. And it reminded me of Gremlins. I don't know why. Like, when they're screaming in the background, I'm like, oh, my God. They sound like the Gremlins. I love Gremlins.
What?
And remember when the Gremlins are Christmas caroling? And they're like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
And they're doing that.
Yes.
That's what the Ying Yang Twins sound like.
Yeah, because they're,
I don't know.
Because they're just as talented as the Gremlins are.
No. You're out of your fucking mind.
I love that sound. Is that Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out of your fucking mind. You know, I say that like sometimes during the week, I'll say that to somebody. You're out of your fucking mind. Like, I'll do it the same exact way he does it. Just because that's always popping up in my head. I can't help it. It's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's all that's all just bullshit. I think it could be well thought out just to get some publicity. You know what I mean? Yeah. Towards her show. Now people are tuning in to see what the fuck this twat is talking about.
Nobody's tuning into that shit show.
Fox and Friends isn't a popular.
Because you know what? If she says
it's Kelly, the Kelly Files, it's called. It's like a half hour show.
If she says something else off the wall like that, you just watch it on YouTube the next day.
That's right. True.
Why would you sit through fucking hours of her shit show?
It's a half hour.
Yeah, but for her to say something else, gotcha. You're probably going to have to watch like 30 shows. Fuck that.
That's true.
YouTube everything.
Hey, I do YouTube.
There's a lot of people out there, Chris, these fucking people that watch Fox. They watch it all fucking day.
Yeah, but she's a fucking twat.
She, yes.
Who's that short-haired blonde lady that's angry? She's
a lawyer. She's the, She's...
Seems like she's trying to be like her.
Yeah. Like, if black people feel better about Christmas because they have a black Santa Claus, who the fuck is she to say Santa Claus isn't black? He's not fucking real!
Exactly. He's not real.
Exactly.
Right.
He can be whatever the imagination allows it.
Yes. Right? Absolutely.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah. We are.
Wow.
For once. Amazing.
Yeah, like Marco said, if the Moulinians want to...
What kind of Moulinians it is?
But
what the hell is that?
It's Santa. Seriously, though, if it makes them happy, if it makes kids happy, if Santa's black, so be it, man.
And Santa's been black since as long as Santa's been white. It's the same thing, back and forth.
I'm sure he could be Asian.
Yeah, he could be Asian.
Santa Claus.
Stop it.
No? You don't think so?
No. No, this is ridiculous.
Everything starts with an idea.
You shut up.
You could be a Paisan, Italian guy?
No.
No?
No, no please.
Sense. He would definitely steal all your shit.
No.
Stop for an
espresso.
Can
you imagine him taking that fucking jacket off? There's fucking spaghetti stains.
Yeah, right. I was watching Elf the other day.
Yeah, so.
And Artie's the Santa, right?
Yeah.
The spaghetti stains on the white beater and his fucking cross stuck in his hamburger beef where you can't get it out of there. The Italian Santa.
I don't.
Cursing his elves.
I don't see it.
No.
No, I don't see it. I think it's stupid to even fucking get all bent about it, too.
Again, it's people tuned in. She's got like 30,000 views on that. You know what I mean?
I don't understand. Like, how is Santa supposed to be a penguin, though? I am confused about that.
What did you just say?
How is Santa supposed to be a penguin?
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
She says it in the video.
I didn't hear shit about it.
She says Santa shouldn't be white or black. Santa should be a penguin.
Oh, because he lives in the North Pole.
Were you on this show?
You didn't hear it?
No.
I'm just guessing. I didn't hear her say that.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
She did, they said if he was a penguin, it would be fair to all people. And then the cunty bitch said, yeah, it'd be fair to all birds. And then
I heard the
like,
birds part.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck that meant.
That's why.
I think Marco was talking during that point.
I think you're right.
I didn't hear penguins, though.
I didn't hear penguins.
Santa should be a penguin, apparently.
She's just saying that there's no fucking such thing as Santa Claus anyway, so... he's really just a fucking penguin in the North Pole.
Yeah.
There's no
That's all that's up there. Oh, did I ruin that for you?
That's the thing. Like, let me ask you something. When your kid gets old, how long are you going to go with the Santa thing?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Do you ever think
like
about
he's
that?
He's in school, right?
Not until right now.
He's probably going to find out from someone in school.
He's going to find out from somebody in school, yeah.
That's how I found out.
That's
he's going to find out when he keeps asking for a new father every year.
You're a worse parent than Britney Spears.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see the big deal.
It's not. There's nothing wrong with having Black Santa.
Well, I'm not trying to be PC about it. I'm just saying, who cares? Santa's fucking fake. It's a story.
Middle Eastern Santa have a bomb strapped to his chest.
Oh, my God.
Yo, the fuck?
Merry Jihad. Oh, ducka, ducka, ducka.
It's fucking cat. Oh!
Gecko wants to be a part of the show.
Back up. Don't do it.
What's he going to do?
I don't know.
Jump on the board?
No, he won't jump on the board.
He wants something. He's hunting.
He needs to back up.
Yeah, he's a napkin.
Oh, Marco, give him the napkin.
No. Fuck the napkin.
He'll go away from you, though.
Come here.
No, he won't.
Look, he's leaving.
Is he?
Yeah.
He bet you went right by the camera, too. Did everybody see that?
Coco's in the house.
They saw this gray blur right in front of the fucking elf.
He's so cute.
Ozzy!
Oh. He's like, so like, I love cats, man. Look what he's doing.
He's so cute.
He hates me so much.
He does hate you.
I know. I'm trying to become friends. I've petted him twice.
Yeah, well, it didn't help when you chased him out of the bathroom like a
monster.
It
was my fault he was in there.
I know, but you were like, rawr, rawr. He just fucking went nuts.
That's not going to help.
I don't think that he was scared of me. I would think he would think I'm playing a game.
You know what cats think?
No.
Is that a dragon?
All right, what's next?
This boy, Ethan Couch, 16-year-old from Texas, was sentenced to 10 years probation by juvenile court on Tuesday for killing... some people in a drunk driving case by arguing that he was too wealthy for prison.
How old is he?
16. Too wealthy for prison. They called it...
Bitch, bitch.
They called it affluenza.
And it's a disease.
It's a disease.
It's a disease.
Yes.
It's what we will all suffer from once we get rich from the lottery.
He actually caused a drunk driving crash that killed 4 other people in another car.
Wow.
Family. 41-year-old, 52-year-old, 21, 24-year-old.
Lottery numbers.
Yeah. Play those fucking numbers.
Powerball 16.
Can you imagine if you play those numbers you want? I'd probably send money to that family just for if there's anybody left.
I think it's absolutely, it's shocking that this kid got off.
It is.
The lawyer defended it, too. They're like, he
of
doesn't
course,
know
he's
anymore.
A lawyer. Lawyers are scumbags. That's what they do.
I don't know. He doesn't know anybody. He's too rich to have a normal brain.
A condition caused by the wealth
What's
of his parents.
Affluenza, apparently.
What? I killed two squirrels.
Yours is influenza. You got some sort of fucking virus.
The disease spreading horror.
Jesus!
You got disease in your brain. Yeah, it's a condition caused by the wealth of his parents giving him freedoms no young person would be able to.
How is
to
that
handle.
A condition?
That's what the lawyer
said. You mean to tell me that, like, there's an actual fucking therapist?
A psychologist
for this
said that.
Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
My whole problem with this is that the judge bought this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought
Where
it.
Was this?
He got paid off. He didn't buy anything.
Yeah, he got paid off. Was this in California? I forget.
Yes. No.
Bullshit. No.
The judge should be on trial after this.
Yeah, no shit.
I didn't realize he was 16, though.
Me neither.
Yeah, I thought he was a little older.
Who cares how old he is? He killed 4 people, drunk driving.
Well, he's a minor. So would they try him as an adult?
He killed four people. They fucking should.
Right. I agree. I just don't know if that's the law.
He was DUA. Driving under affluenza.
Wrong.
Somebody posted a picture. Affluenza is the new black.
Oh, my God.
A whole bunch of people tweeting on it. That's ridiculous, man. You're right. Wherever this is at, it doesn't really say in this fucking article.
I thought you said Texas.
Is it Texas? I don't know.
I thought you said California.
California, A?
All right.
Way to go, a-holes!
Marco.
Yep, Texas.
Boom. That is correct.
I can't believe this kid just got... And what did he get? What was his punishment?
10 years probation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
So he can't do anything...
What kind of a...
Like, as far as, like, he can't fucking jaywalk. He'll fucking go to jail. He can't get in trouble.
Well, he's too rich to jaywalk. He'll just have his fucking driver drive.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody why was he even driving?
Yeah.
And you're driving along. Because
he can.
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear the actual definition of it?
Of what?
Affluenza.
Sure.
Because it sounds really fucked up.
Okay.
It's a painful, contagious, socially transmitted condition of overload, debt, anxiety, and waste resulting from the dogged pursuit of more.
That is complete fucking horseshit.
Yeah. Apparently, it happens in abnormal levels of, like, wealth. Like, wealth versus poverty. Hmm. Like, you know how the Upper East Side and Harlem are right next to each other?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's most prevalent in areas where there's very, very extremely rich people and then poor people and middle class and blah, 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 like a majority of America. So these people don't live in actual, like, rich people land. They live amongst everyone. Then it causes this condition.
It's right next to the Lunar Hotel.
It's like 3 miles from Candyland.
I can't believe that.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I couldn't even believe it when I saw it. I was like, that's bullshit. I'm like,
it
whatever.
Is bullshit.
And then
it's a fucking excuse for rich people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they can donate, quote unquote, money to get themselves out of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's something I would pay money for if I did something stupid.
Yeah, jail card. Yeah.
Like, how did Paris Hilton not get that? Remember when she...
What did she do?
Remember she was drunk driving? She had to do that day in jail or whatever.
Did she kill somebody?
No.
Oh,
well,
who gives a fuck?
Well, that's it. But that seems like that would work better with just drinking and driving as opposed to murdering four people. How do you get off of murdering four people by just saying, I'm too rich?
I agree with that. I agree with that. Well, it's crazy.
Like, I get saying... You know, you're so filthy rich that you don't think laws apply to you.
Right.
As far as drinking and driving stuff. But you killed people.
Right.
That motherfucker should be in jail.
Yeah, you should absolutely be in jail because at the end of the day, I get it, but he still did it. So, like, if a mental patient killed somebody, they're going to be in, like, a mental hospital forever, right? So put them in an affluenza fucking jail. Do you know what I mean?
We're not building new jails for these fucks.
I'm sure that... Where was Martha Stewart? Was in some fucking...
Camp Cupcake. She was in like a...
Cupcake?
Camp Cupcake.
Come on, Cat. Hey, you guys said he was fine in here.
I
like
fine.
Him in here.
He doesn't bother me.
He's making me feel...
Big fat pussy.
Yeah, she was at some sort of like low security... You know, it wasn't even jail. It's like a halfway. It's like
a camp. Why wouldn't they give him that for 10 years or something?
No, he killed people. He shouldn't. They shouldn't get that. He should.
I agree, but it would be better than probation, is what I'm saying. Like, this affluenza shouldn't get you completely off with just probation. You should still be punished.
It shouldn't do anything for you. It's horse shit.
I agree. But the fact that it worked somehow.
No, the fact that it worked, I mean, the judge is just a fucking idiot.
The judge must be friends with them or something.
It has to be.
And the fact that they didn't think this was going to get into the media and become an uproar is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they tried
it's
to
beyond
like,
me.
I guess they tried to sweep it under the rug or something, but They're fucking stupid motherfuckers, and I hate them. And now it's going to become a thing. Other people are going to try and do it. Do you know what I mean?
You think so?
Like, going to use that as the
defense. Like that first time someone got burned by a cup of coffee and sued.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that first fat person that sued for not having big enough booths in a Burger King.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's so back. Bizarre. Hello, Coco.
People probably get a kick out of watching him going in and out of camera.
I think he wants to just attack Ariel.
I think he just wants to. He's going to fuck your hand up. Yo, back off.
He just wants to be a part of the show. Like it's a baby.
He's got short attention.
Made me sick, you fucking baby.
Coco.
Stop calling him Coco. That shit's old already. It's Stoli.
It's a nickname.
He doesn't even look like Coco.
I don't call him to be cute. That's my nickname for him.
You call him Coco.
I know.
You want him to be Coco.
I like it.
You got your own fucking cat, name him Coco.
It's a nickname.
Let her
smell the hoagie.
We could open up her legs. Let
Jesus, Marco.
That.
What is that, bologna and cheese?
He wants the mustard.
Plug it in. Just plug it in.
Whoa!
It's a quit.
Eat it.
No, I don't want to eat it either.
I trust you.
I don't trust you.
You look like a little lion.
Huh?
This guy's causing mass hysteria in the studio.
He just wants to be part of the group. Fuck, now he's like, all right. I just needed to smell some mustard.
Yeah, that calmed him down.
Yeah, hey, man, maybe it's like catnip.
Look at him just fucking perched over there.
I'm Batman.
He's always missing his cape, flapping in the air behind him.
Aww.
Wow. Did you see who made the Hall of Fame by any chance?
Rock I
Hall
did.
Of Fame? Who did?
Nirvana. Hall & Oates.
Nirvana. Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates made it.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss.
The E Street Band.
Who?
The E Street Band.
No, not the E Street Band. They're being awarded something. They didn't win anything. They're already in the Hall of Fame.
Linda Ronstadt.
Who?
Linda Ronstadt.
Okay.
Linda Ronstadt.
And Kiss.
I said that.
Kiss is in there.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did Cat Stevens make it?
Yes.
He did?
And that's
I wouldn't give that motherfucker anything.
Why?
Because he's a fucking...
What's his name now?
I don't even
know. Youssef something?
Yeah.
Huh?
He's not Cat Stevens anymore. He went to fucking where he lives
he's like
now.
He's like a Muslim now.
So you wouldn't give him...
Youssef Islam. That's
he
it.
He denounced America and everything. Why are we going to fucking give him an award?
Why did he denounce America?
I'm a theorist.
He meant terrorist.
Because he's an idiot.
Derka.
Just because he's an idiot?
I heard somebody complain about Hall & Oates, saying that they're garbage and they shouldn't be in there. And
everyone's going to have something to say. About.
Yeah, it's what's it, some dude from Opie and Anthony. He's a fucking idiot. Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. He said 80s is the worst period for music.
Well, then he's really an idiot because they didn't come out in the 80s.
They started in the 70s.
Right.
Right, but they bled over into the 80s.
Well, yeah.
Well, they got their fame in the 80s, right?
Well, yeah. They were one of those bands that you know, their 80s albums did better than their 70s albums, you know, but
like
they
Aaron
still
Smith
did well.
And stuff.
Basically, yeah. I mean, who gives a shit? It's like they deserve to be in there.
I don't like Hall & Oates, but I think they deserve to be in
there. Of course, there's tons of fucking bands that I can't stand, but they still deserve to be in there. I mean,
I'm going to tell you something. If Oates doesn't grow his mustache, they shouldn't fucking allow him in there.
Oh my God.
He needs
Marco.
To have his mustache.
You want him to look like Baba Booey? Because that's what he looks like when he has his mustache. They're like dead ringers for each other.
Yeah, man.
Baba Booey. Hey, both.
9. On a scale of 1 to 10 to 9. Yeah, he was just fucking killing the 90s, saying that's the worst time period for music. And I don't
whatever.
The 80s?
Yeah.
I don't like the 80s for music.
I do. I do because that's when I was. Well, that's when I got really into music when I was old enough to get into music.
It was a lot of synthesizers and bullshit.
Oh, and now it's all computers. Well, what's the difference? At least a synthesizer
now,
was
now
a fucking
now the music
instrument.
Sounds like 80s, though. 80s is very in for music right now.
Look, 80s was a different. It was like a whole new wave of shit. Nothing like that had ever been done at that time.
Yeah.
It was totally
It was
different.
Progression. It was good.
Right. And then and since then, it still hasn't been, nothing has changed to that effect. That was like the biggest change in music, the 80s. After that, it wasn't as big of a change because it was different styles. You know, like grunge was a style of rock.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this brand new thing no one's ever heard before. Nobody heard half the shit that came out in the 80s. What's he doing? Is he fucking,
with their headphones?
Are you taking a shit? He's like crouching in there.
He's being difficult.
Here, I'll put this in there.
I hope not.
I can't get in now. Yeah, and you know what? Hall & Oates isn't really. You can't look at them and say, "Oh, well, that's '80s music." It's not. They're a version of music that came out earlier. Like they're considered blue-eyed soul.
Right,
blue-eyed gospel or some shit. I forget what they call
it. Soul. All these guys.
Yeah, and another guy who basically pioneered it was what's his name? The fucking Sweet Caroline guy.
Oh,
yeah, I can't.
Neil Diamond.
Yeah, I mean he started that type of genre.
Yeah,
and again, it's a point of preference. It's like it's your opinion. If you like them, great. If you don't like them, fine. But can't say they don't fucking deserve to be in.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. But I get why they're in there.
It doesn't make any sense. You don't. Can't fucking do that.
Yeah, just like Kiss. I don't like Kiss.
I don't like Kiss either. I like a couple of their songs,
but they deserve to be in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were, again, they were another revolutionary type of fucking band. The first ones to put on fucking makeup and fucking spit fire and blood and shit like that while they played. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, give them their props. They deserve it. Nirvana obviously deserves to be in there.
Absolutely. And it was their first being on the ticket, so I knew that they were going to get in right away, though.
Yeah, I think those types of bands from that era, I think, are
they changed music.
Yeah, I think they're all going to get in on the first ticket. I think Soundgarden will when they get on the
probably
ticket.
Pearl Jam,
Alice in Chains. They're all
Foo Fighters might too, which is
yeah,
weird
but they
to
got
make.
A while to go though.
Yeah,
they
have
got
a lot. I think Mean Jesus figured it out last night.
It's like 97, I think, is when they debuted. Or something like that.
Yeah,
96, 97.
I know. I also heard people complaining that LL Cool J didn't get.
He didn't. Neither did NWA.
I think I can make more of a case for LL to get in there on first ballot.
And who?
Than NWA.
Why?
Well, LL, I mean, he was around longer, and he changed rap when he came along.
So did NWA, though. They're the first gangster rappers.
That's true, but I think without LL, there's no Def Jam, there's no Beastie Boys.
That's
Run DMC, there's no...
Yeah, because that was the first...
He's definitely a pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's like...
Yeah, the first beef.
Yeah, the first beef.
Yeah, the first rap beef.
Where's the beef?
Do you ever have the feeling that roast beef is the most delicious food?
Mm. Yes.
Where is that from?
Chappelle's Show.
Oh. I don't know.
I found it funny that he was just destroying Hall & Oates.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just killing them.
Especially around here. Everybody loves them because they're local boys, but...
And he's on a show. I mean, he's big time on Opie and Anthony. He's fucking just killing them.
That's weird.
Killing them.
You know what I heard that I didn't understand because I just don't understand classic rock? That people are upset that Kiss is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now and Yes isn't. Because apparently Yes should be in over Kiss.
Yeah, but that's an opinion.
But I don't even know who Yes is.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
You've heard their songs before. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that once I start hearing their songs, I would know who they were.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, it's all a matter of opinion, though. But you got to look at contribution. I mean, who votes for this? Who votes for these guys?
I did. I voted.
We can vote. We can actually.
Yeah.
Vote.
Well, you can't anymore. But.
I understand that, but what happened?
He's trying to get.
Good, he should fuck that dumb thing up.
Trying to lick Ariola.
I mean, I don't know. I think everybody that gets in there deserves to be in there. I feel like they frown on rappers a little because it's not rock and roll, but I don't think that's dumb. I think that they should. Don't you think?
No, it's not rock and roll.
It's music. They should change the name of it.
They do call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I know, but it's the most prestigious museum for music. So then they should change the name of the goddamn place. You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because it should be all music. Right? Not just rock and roll.
Yeah. How's this bad? Like, how's this?
I don't like it.
Fucking dude, how's he bad? How's, I don't get it. This is what the 80s sounded like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. To an extent. We already have a non-fan in the room.
Do you know the first band I think of when I think of the 80s?
Aha. Uh-huh.
That is one of them. Yeah. But Huey Lewis and the News.
I love that. Yeah. They're great.
First, every time. It's like, but Aha, I love that song. Take On Me, is that what it is? I love that song.
You ever see that commercial? That they use that song, Take On Me. It's a
commercial. Yeah.
The guy's doing the drawing, like the video.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
He's singing it. And then next thing you know, he's like out of the cartoon. And everyone in the boardroom's looking at him. He's like, oh, is that me? Did I do that? Am I loud?
I mean, come on, man.
Here's Missy, Man Eater.
I'm not a huge fan of this song, but it's the fucking 80s. 30 years from now, you may think the year 2000, the decade, you know, 2010 is bad music.
This is terrible. It's a synthesized keyboard.
That's
probably a keytar.
But see, you keep going back to the 80s, yeah. And I'm telling you, it's not just the 80s.
It isn't, but
I grew up in the 90s.
This is when they hit their stride, man, in the 80s.
And Sarah Smile was one of their original hits. That was
that
not,
70s?
I think that was late 70s, man.
But that's when they actually, I guess
that's when they got
noticed.
Like mainstream crazy, right? Like Hall & Oates was like in your face, like
no, it like picture Elton John, okay? Elton John was really big in the '70s, okay? But then in the '80s he came out with a totally different style of music.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. And people just responded well to it.
Like Metallica, you could compare them to that then because Metallica
Say it isn't so, yeah.
Well, you know, like Metallica's
Man Eater, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, but for the '90s, like they were in the '80s, they were 80s, hard,
right? Ooh. Metallica,
yeah. But 80s. Then the Black Album changed them.
Guns N' Roses. What do you mean it changed them? I hate when people say that. What
it did. It
did
made
it
mainstream.
Yeah,
they were
mainstream. Like
Pantera-esque. Before the Black Album,
right.
They were like metal. That
they
was
were
more
speed
of,
metal. Like they were like da-da-da-da-da. Almost.
Yeah, they were hardcore metal. Then the Black Album comes out, and they became more. I mean, you had songs like what was that one song? I mean,
Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah, like that was a slow. They didn't have music like that. You know, it was almost like a ballad. They didn't do ballads. They were a metal band.
Yeah.
And then you had Enter Sandman, which was a great song. It's a great song, but it wasn't what they used to do. I mean, they used to do, like, you know, Kill 'Em All and Master of Puppets. Remember Master of Puppets?
Master!
Like, that was so bad. It was just like, you know.
I think without them changing, there possibly could have never been more
Metallica.
Look,
Metallica is not...
Or mainstream.
They're not who they used to be, and it's okay. I mean, they changed with the times. They did, you know, a lot of old school Metallica fans don't like new Metallica. They think that they're sellouts or whatever they want to. But you know what? It's just, I like the way they were in the beginning. I mean, that's when I first remember them. And I like the way they are now or, you know, a couple years ago, whatever. I mean, they really are great. There's not many bands like Aerosmith for the longest time. Their old shit's great.
Their old shit's really good.
And then the shit that came out in the 80s and 90s was awesome too.
Yeah.
Now, they need to stop. Now I can honestly say, all right, you're done. Stop. You know.
Come on, please stop.
Yes. Yeah, enough is enough.
Stop that.
But it's again, it's all about preference. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, there's tons of bands. You like that?
Yeah.
Sarah sent that to me.
That's awesome.
Fucking dog with a sign that said, I ate the elf on the shelf. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I like Hall & Oates. I always did. I grew up on that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that was, look, you could say whatever you want. I like the Bee Gees. That's
you like
disco.
ABBA?
No.
Fucking faggot.
I don't like ABBA. I don't like ABBA. But the Bee Gees, I like the Bee Gees. I like
I'm a
music.
Homo.
I have
Do
no
you?
Problems.
Yeah. I don't think I know any other music.
I have no problems with
you
that.
Are entirely too gay.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck the twoies.
You fucking faggot!
I'd love to see what's on your fucking iPods, you bunch of fags.
Oh, please. I'm, you kidding me?
Let's do that when we come
Marco's
back next
year. Marco's got boy bands, and this absolutely motherfucker probably has, like, Celine Dion.
Next year,
that
we're
I definitely don't have.
We're
people are
going to
clean
tunes
up the front. I'm not going to clean up mine, because everybody knows what I have on mine.
What, you guys want to play iPuss?
Can we do it now?
No, not now.
Oh, no, we can't now. But, well, let's do it soon.
Why can't we do it now?
It's 10 o'clock.
Is it?
Yeah.
So we'll do like one song now.
Okay.
Okay. Who's first?
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
My phone.
Well, you guys have to have music on your
phone. Yeah.
I don't.
Then how the fuck are you going to play?
Well, I'm not prepared for it. I'll just.
Yeah, it's kind of a last minute.
Womp
yeah.
womp.
Well, I'd rather do this for a decent amount of time.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, because if you want, I'll play a gay song right now.
Play a gay song.
any takers? What do you want?
The gayest song you have.
The gayest song I have. Wow, there's a lot.
You fucking cocksucker!
Let's see.
Like a little preview of what's to come.
Okay, hold on.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Oh, this got to be. I know there's some good ones here.
I got some that I just have downloaded my computer. I'll play the gayest one I have.
Do you find it hard to
ready?
Hide the fact
you guys
that
ready?
Gay?
Mm-hmm. I have the whole soundtrack.
Wow.
I have the whole soundtrack on here.
You cock smoker.
I got that in the Danger Zone and... I'll find another one.
I need to see Jake Gyllenhaal on all fours getting a fucking mouthful of Ledger.
Let's see what I got on here. That's a shit right here.
Can you name it? What is it?
It's Phil Collins.
Penis!
What's the song?
Phil Collins, Oh, Groovy Kind of Love. That's a shit, man. That's crazy.
You do have some gay shit on there.
Oh, Die Without You.
You're probably a guy who likes to pleasure other men sexually.
PM Dawn.
This is old.
I know this.
This is from Boomerang, right?
Yeah.
Here, I'll fast forward it for you, Max, because I don't feel like waiting for
you. I know the song.
I got a good song.
I liked it.
I got one. You're going to deter that. You're going to term gay.
I thought you said deterred.
Oh, shit. Shit.
What is it? I
love
like
Stevie
it.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have it.
Yeah.
We all started moving. I looked up and everybody was bobbing.
Something gay. This is from.
It sounds familiar.
From like the very early 90s.
I feel like
is this
I know
R. Kelly?
This.
No.
Oh, I know this.
Guy.
No.
No? Wait.
Is it Total?
Oh my god.
What? My five? Come on.
Oh my god, I never would have guessed
that. Oh wow, I haven't heard this shit in forever.
I used to love Tevin Campbell.
Because you're a faggot, alright?
I'm a girl, I can't be a fag.
But
this
is
good.
This is good, though.
Green, baby.
Tiny Dancer.
This reminds me of...
yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
That Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They all sing it in the car.
Get up. Oh, that's a show.
Whoa. What the fuck is going on over there?
What?
So
oh, man. Does anybody, like, dislike Otis Redding?
No, I love him.
No. Love him.
All right, you guys ever hear this song? This is, like, one of his best.
I've been loving you.
Oh, yeah.
This is the shit right here.
Too long.
Do you know what I was listening to a lot today?
What's that?
Sam Cooke.
Oh, Sam Cooke.
Love Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a Jersey Boy set.
I need to dance, you fucker.
Hey,
if Missy's sniffing through it.
Sounds like a brush.
I'm gonna do a dance right in your fucking ass.
All the gay stuff I have.
This is good too. Something in the way.
I got a lot of beef.
You don't have nothing on your phone yet?
No, I got a shitload of stuff.
Oh, we just got to figure out how to hook it up.
Yeah.
All right, how about this?
That's good shit.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a good song, but it's gay for the game.
Yeah,
you know?
that qualifies.
Yes, okay.
I wanted to move my penis around to the backside of my head.
I got gay because this one's gay just because
I got
it.
Gay.
This one's gay just because where I got it from.
It's a little hip hop,
little theme music. Your brother knows who this is, Chris.
Oh God, this is a fucking wrestling intro.
Yeah, man,
that doesn't count. It's not music.
You fail.
Yeah, rap. It's a rap song.
I don't think I have anything gay on my phone. I know that. You know they
the cars. Missy the cars.
Missy cars.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything bad.
All of your music's bad.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can't wait. We're not going to know anybody on your fucking stupid list.
You might.
Yeah?
I think you'll. Yeah, you know a lot. Do you have sex when you listen to your phone? Like, it's all.
Yeah,
like,
I have sex to this song.
Are you lonesome?
I jerk off this song.
Do you miss?
He sings to his. He sings to his penis.
Are you sorry? We drifted.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh my God! This is fucking old as shit.
That's me and you singing five from high school.
Yeah, right.
Riffing. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
yeah, this is Eric Clapton. It can't be gay.
No way, man.
Very true. God damn.
90s.
Yeah. Right into a dude's ass.
Wanna fuck me in the ass a little?
I like these songs better with
this. I need some man meat.
Oh my God.
Wait, I have a sad one.
You have a sad one?
Babyface.
Yeah.
You can't. That's fantastic.
That's the only thing sad.
I'm not talking about
or
sad.
Gay.
That's not gay.
Nothing
else. Turn them off.
How do you feel about frontal male nudity?
Did you hear it when I played it?
Yeah.
I have another one.
Stick pine cones in my ass.
Go ahead, play another one. Oh, that's gay.
Yeah, gay.
That's super gay.
Hold your pants down.
I love that song.
Because you're gay.
It inspires me.
All right, this is like the all-time...
Oh, this is where you take a chicken
and you shoot
her things at butt fucking Ham
Palace.
Your
purple rain all over her face.
You guys are a bunch of queers.
No, this is awesome.
Faggot ass cornhole and cocksuckers.
I never meant to call you pain. Now suck my cock.
Mind you, this is all coming from Chris's iPod. Oh, here's one. Mark, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah, man. Drop it. Oh, yeah. We know what that is.
Thanks. Thank you, motherfucker.
I love cock. And
great.
What?
This is great.
You like the song?
The Rolling Stones, right?
Yep.
I guess I ain't that, got that nothing else, Gary. No.
No. Yeah, I don't have that much on here.
Yeah, everything I have is current.
I got a game on.
You're a mean one.
You have this on your phone? Grinch.
I don't like Christmas.
Gay.
It's a marketing holiday.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
It's not even a real holiday.
You're a bad banana with a...
Fuck Christmas Eve and Christmas. I hate Christmas music. I hate people. I hate retail. I hate traffic. I hate long lines. I fucking hate Christmas.
You miserable fuck.
Just took it all and mashed it together.
I could play the whole fucking song and Chris could just come in with fucking Bob all night.
Oh, you know what? I got some gay Chicago music.
What's Chicago music?
The band Chicago. Oh. They had some gay songs.
Peter Cetera?
Yeah, basically. Remember this?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Gay, but yeah, it's the thing. I don't care. I like it.
Everybody but Chris, just keep your pants on.
Oh, shit.
I said my piece, Chrissy. Oh, here's an oldie. I think these guys are like a one-hit wonder, though. Sound familiar? No.
Are you in gay porn?
Funny. That's this song was in that movie.
Was it really?
As a matter of fact, that's the cover of the.
Oh yeah.
Man, who's this? I thought this was all in it.
No.
You realize drinking that stuff is just like one step away from chugging dongs, right?
Yeah, it's funny. The name of the band, the Climax Blues Band. Goosh. Man, there is some fucking gay music on here. Good lord. Oh, I know you guys are going to hate me for this one.
Oh, that's me. A hoodie.
Oh, finally. I've been waiting for this day for years.
Hoodie. And the Blowfish.
And I can't even fucking find it.
Let me set that up again.
I can't find it. Where is it? Motherfucker.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
Oh, it sucks.
Can't find it?
Boo. You got a lot of hoodie on here.
It's two hooties.
I like hoodie.
Two hooters.
Huge hooties.
Take that sweater off. You look like a little fag.
I still can't find the fucking
I'm
thing.
I'm gonna slap you right in your pants.
Hoodie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
I like The Cure. I don't like Missy's dancing, but I like The Cure. You look like you're having a seat.
How do you dance to
80s
music?
You look like you're tripping on acid. This is your band.
What is this?
Band.
When it's not
I love Green
Day. I'm not a huge fan of them.
Nah.
But I like that song for some reason. I don't know why.
I hate that song.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because everybody knows it.
No.
No.
Because it's stupid.
Thank you all very much. You've been great tonight. We had a good time with you. Hope you had a good time.
A lot of people hate this band.
I'm not a fan of this band at all.
I touched the guy's balls and he
was. Had a Dave Matthews.
Oh, yeah, yes. Dave Matthews, only son though.
Rusty Cumble.
Alligator fuck house.
Well,
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
He shall have.
John Mayer is my homie.
See if I can find one more gay song on here.
Yeah, they're all pretty gay, man. How about Hurry you, up. Chris? Do you have gay?
There you go. This is gay.
I love this song, At Last, out of James.
That's it, yep.
I love it.
we all came into this room and gave you a golden shower.
I love this.
I love that you have a fucking sound for every 30 seconds of this shit.
My love has you cock smoker.
Can I end it with the gayest one that you guys probably?
Sure.
You guys probably.
No, here we go.
You guys are going to know what. I'm going to end it the way you guys expect.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Chris, you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Dr. Faggot!
Oh my god.
You were sucking his cock!
You hear me, you fucking faggot?
I think we should go out this? Like this. O-Town?
Oh my god. I'm sorry. Nothing on my fucking iPod is this gay. Nothing. Nothing.
Wanna fuck me in the ass a
little? Seriously.
Wow. You win.
I win, right?
Yeah, you win.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Yes. That was just the taste.
That's it. That's just the tip.
You know what the prize is?
A jackalope. Come on my face. I jerk off by one gay guy. My gay memory. You want me to finish him off? Roll around in the balls. Oh my god!
You fucked me, man. Get some salad calls.
Oh my
one off Tony Hawk.
We shouldn't even do this. We shouldn't even do it now. I win.
You fucking
I
pussy
win.
Little faggot.
Wow.
Who beat
I
this?
Wish I could quit you.
Your gay son is on you, buddy. Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Pick up the air.
Marco.
Flashing. Lights.
Marco.
Hey.
Marco.
I wish I could quit you.
Marco. Marco.
Get some salad toss.
Another miserable night.
Come on my face. Come on my face.
Fuck you, Chris.
My gay memories. Got jerked off by one gay guy.
I'll cradle the balls. Stroke the shot. Work the pipe. Swallow the gravy.
Oh my god.
Get it over here. Let's do this.
Suit yourself, queer.
Fucking quiz. Suck it.
I think, Missy, you should take us out, man. That's what I think.
All right.
Boss.
Marco wins gayest song ever.
The man who tried to put rubber fist in my nose was a homosexual.
Hi, my name is Jim. Want to suck my dick for money?
All right, could you stop this, please?
Okay, all right. She had an Adam's apple as big as a ball.
Let's play more manly song.
You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you? I don't like anal.
Are you in gay porn?
Then I wake up my pants unbuttoned. Oh,
oh god.
Do I even need to bring my iPod in?
No, okay. No, you shouldn't even be here.
It gets worse.
Whoa, transvestite, back off.
It gets worse.
Holy fucking shit, that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, play that soundbite again.
Hi, my name is Jim.
That's what set everybody off.
Hi, my name is Jim. Want to suck my dick for money? Hi, my name is Jim. Want to suck my dick for money?
Oh, shit.
All right, let's get out of here.
I will literally suck your
Merry
dick
Christmas,
right now.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas,
well, thanks. Fuck yourselves.
We'll be off next week.
Yes.
We'll see you.
We're
in
way
the
off
year.
This week, too.
That's my balls.
Off our fucking rockers.
Oh, God.
Christmas is over. I'm good.
nigga.
Old Saint Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen beer. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chick religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm, and my collection of Asian porn. Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck check in? Merry fucking Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Shut up.
Bon voyage, motherfucker!
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes! The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes!
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals! Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
Nope!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.